It's February 2021. Welcome to another edition of Muse News, the BCMA's monthly museum sector news podcast. Each month, we recap the latest news, happenings, and announcements from museums, galleries, and heritage organizations across BC and beyond. I'm Ryan.
And I'm Lorenda.
Join us as we explore the latest Muse News.
Thanks, Ryan. Like many charities and nonprofits trying to stay afloat, the Maritime Museum of BC has struggled during the pandemic due to dwindling attendance and financial difficulties. Now, the Victoria-based organization is hoping to turn the tide with a new fundraising effort. The museum has launched the Float the Boat fundraising campaign, aimed at raising $25,000 by March 31st. Staff will be marking fundraising milestones by filling a fish tank with water to float a boat higher and higher until they reach their goal.
Black History Month highlighted by Coquitlam Heritage. A new exhibit for Black History Month by the Coquitlam Heritage Society drew so much local interest before it launched that organizers split the show into two parts. The first section of the online display, We've Been Here All Along, went live this month to highlight the first black settlers in British Columbia. The second edition, focusing on black settlers in Coquitlam, is scheduled to go up this fall, said Heritage Manager Tanis Koskela, who curated the exhibit.
The Central BC Railway and Forestry Museum is hosting a new temporary art exhibit featuring paintings from artist Karma Vance. Starting today, the museum will be showcasing Vance's new floral collection of paintings. I've had many rich years in the field of education, teaching, learning, exploring, and questioning, said Vance. Now I'm loving the freedom I've earned from all that I have learned. The exhibit is called A Splash of Flora and will be hosted at the museum until April 30th.
Mandrake the Magician exhibit celebrates world-famous illusionists, Surrey, and New Westminster roots. A lot of people know Mandrake the Magician as a comic book protagonist, but the real Mandrake grew up in New Westminster and raised his family in Surrey. To celebrate Leo Mandrake's 62-year career enthralling audiences with magic and mind-bending performances as a ventriloquist, stuntman, mentalist, and illusionist, the Museum of Surrey opens an exhibit in his honor on Wednesday as part of a community treasure series. Quote, magicians were like rock stars in the 1930s and 40s, filling stadiums and crowds with fans. Said Jesse McLean, assistant curator at the Museum of Surrey.
The North Pacific Cannery National Historic Site will benefit from a portion of $16 million in funding to retain and celebrate British Columbia's history and community life, announced BC Heritage in partnership with the province of BC on February 22nd. The Port Edward site was one of 68 communities throughout the province to receive project funding. Some of the other projects include the Cannery Museum, Chinese Association buildings, and Japanese internment camps, two well-used town halls, and an abandoned historic mine, a press release read. The awarded projects show us the strong local connections of our history and heritage. The Cannery has shown us the great need for this type of funding and has shown us that people need their heritage, Brittany Dack, chair of Heritage BC's board of directors, said. It is part of our daily lives, it is part of communities and our stories. Paul Gavitt, Executive Director of Heritage BC, said that the province not only provided the largest one-time infusion of funds into the heritage sector, but also recognized the importance and potential of heritage infrastructure and its place in the province economic picture. The funding was announced as part of BC's $10 billion COVID response, which includes the Stronger BC for Everyone Recovery Plan, a plan that protects people's health and livelihoods while supporting businesses and communities.
Thanks, Lorenda. Black Canadians brought to the center at Vancouver Art Gallery. Attention on the Black experience in Canada is somewhere it's never been before at the Vancouver Art Gallery, the architectural center of the neoclassical building and the rotunda on the third floor. An installation by artist Naya Lewis focuses attention on the institutional promises and disappointments of Black Canadians, which have largely been ignored by the Vancouver Art Gallery since it was founded in 1931. The work draws attention to the building's imposing institutional architecture and the Vancouver Art Gallery's role in shaping ideas about what constitutes art in BC. Quote, Vancouver just doesn't think it needs to reckon with Black histories because we're not Toronto and we're not Montreal, said Lewis in a recent interview.
The University of British Columbia has recently announced their new Center for Indigenous Fisheries. Fisheries scientists, conservation biologists, and NISCA Nation member Dr. Andrea Reed joins their team as the center's principal investigator. The CIF will work to secure the long-term protection of culturally significant fish and fisheries under the guidance of Indigenous communities. Researchers will employ Indigenous knowledge, methods, tools, and values. Upcoming projects include fish outlaws, where community members will help document the criminalization of Indigenous fisheries and stewardship practice in the Salish Sea as a result of colonization.
North Peace Museum receives update on Mammoth Tooth Study. The British Columbia Megafauna Project has been given some updated information regarding a mammoth tooth from the Fort St. John North Peace Museum. The BC Megafauna Project took a sample of the mammoth tooth last July to study and learn more through radiocarbon dating and isotope analysis. Radiocarbon dating is a method of determining the age of an object. Isotope analysis can be used to understand a variety of physical, geological, paleontological, and chemical processes such as diet and past environmental conditions. This mammoth study is one of the first in the province. The British Columbia Megafauna Project is a research project that examines Ice Age mammals in BC and is based in Simon Fraser University.
To stay up to date on breaking Muse news, follow our Twitter at BC Museums ASSN. And if you would like your Muse news to be shared on this podcast, email the BCMA at programs@museumsassn.bc.ca. Thank you and good night.